And more on education. When you're deciding whether or not to attend university, is money a big factor in your decision? Well, in 2017, Universities Australia surveyed over 18,000 university students to get an idea of their standard of living while they were studying. They found a significant portion of Australian university students were doing it tough and making sacrifices to get by. Floss Adams reports.
Most students worry about their finances, with one-third of domestic students having expenses greater than their estimated income, according to Universities Australia. If you're receiving less than $430 a week, this means you're living below the poverty line. Earlier, we spoke to the current uni students, Enna and Harmony, about some of the common sacrifices they make daily. Harmony says she often skips medical appointments to save money.
Going to the doctor, like medicine and stuff, I never would go. Like, I never do stuff like personal health stuff because it's just too expensive. Like, you're not going to pay $100 to go to the physio or $100 like to go get something done that you need. You just rather tough it out.
While Enna has resorted to borrowing food and letting her fuel light stay on for a while.
I've definitely sacrificed a lot of things to be able to pay rent. Things like hygiene elements, I guess. And I definitely have not bought food for about a week because I didn't know if I was getting paid that week or not. So I just sort of had to borrow food from the other girls I live with. Like, a lot of the times I'll let my fuel have the light on and just risk it. And that's something, I think fuel is something that I really put off buying, but I really actually need it to, like, survive.
Both say going out is a way of staying sane with the stress of studying, even if they can't afford it.
Going out with friends, even though I can't afford it, is just something I need to do. It's like a vice, a coping mechanism almost.
I value hanging out with friends and going for drinks and, like, going to the beach and stuff. Like, I definitely try and keep money available to do that because it's, like, my favourite thing to do and it's what I want to spend my money on. But, yeah, definitely has been times where I haven't been able to go just because I literally have 36 cents in my bank account.
But sometimes having no money means staying at home.
Like, travelling. I know travelling's not a necessity, but, like, some days, like, I can't go to Sunshine Coast. Like, you know I'm from there. Like, some days I just can't go there because, you know, it's, like, $14 train ticket or, like, this much petrol, stuff like that. Or, like, I can't go into somewhere because I have to get an Uber and it's just too expensive and da-da-da-da-da. All that jazz.
Being short of money sometimes means finding creative ways to even just save a couple of dollars.
So, like, when it comes to toilet paper and stuff, I live in a building and it's, like, communal, so there's a toilet downstairs and sometimes I just go down there and just take a few rolls instead of, like, paying $12 and buying my own. Just save, like, even $10 to $20 per week or per month or whatever it is.
I actually have found myself going around my parents' house, like, going into the laundry and looking for coins out of pockets. And I've started, like, a tips jar where if I find any silver coins, like, in the bottom of my handbag, like, my backpack, I definitely chuck it in my jar. And that's helping me so far. Can get me a coffee, keep me awake at uni.
Universities Australia reports more than one quarter of full-time domestic undergraduates regularly miss classes because they have to work, with 41% reporting their work has a negative impact on their study. Chloe is an ex-uni student who studied for one semester but struggled financially, resulting in her dropping out and securing a full-time job to increase her standard of living.
One of the main reasons I stopped studying was because I found that working and making a living and making money was a lot more substantial than studying. Studying didn't allow me to work as many hours as I would like to and be able to make enough money to live week by week. And as I was living out of home, it got to the point where I couldn't really afford to study and work and I didn't have a healthy balance. And I enjoyed making money too much and living comfortably rather than living from $200 to $300 a week and studying on top. So because of that, I decided to leave uni and work full-time.
Former university student Chloe speaking with The Wire's Floss Adams there.